lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Look, lots of people yesterday, I think they were taken by surprise to hear that Taylor Point had changed hands. I think it was $8 million. Yes, there it is, $8 million. Actually, I'll just do a little revival of your memory of the matter yesterday. It says today a Labor election promised to buy Taylor Point, still alive with negotiations to purchase the coastal property, or a, quote, nuclear option of compulsory acquisition on the table. According to a Far North Member of Parliament, the Coalition's candidate for Barron River, Bree James, has attacked the ALP incumbent, declaring that he should have broken a deal much sooner. Now, here we go. The undeveloped 18-hectare headland near Trinity Beach has reportedly been sold to a mystery buyer known as the McKernis Group, with details around the sale, including when the transaction occurred and cost, still unclear. Well, the figure of $8 million was bandied around yesterday. Anyway, the site previously hit the market in 2021, then with an asking price of $8 million. Now, it says in this article by Samuel Davis today, it's now closed off to the public. Member for Barron River Craig Crawford had sought to purchase the private property prior to the state election, which has been used by bushwalkers and four-wheel drive enthusiasts for decades. The McKernis Group representative met with Craig Crawford yesterday morning at Taylor Point, with the ALP still willing to broker a deal with the new owners. But it says here it's now closed off to the public. I'm scratching my noggin about this. Anyway, it goes on to say the ALP will not be held to ransom by the new owners, said Mr. Crawford, with the option of compulsorily acquiring the land still being considered. So I don't know about the legal situation here at all. We're going to have a chat with Craig in a minute. He said this, we're finalising our information at the moment, but I do have a commitment to buy Taylor Point on the table right now. So I'm not the only one scratching my noggin over this. I mean, Stacey Quaid seemingly had finalised an $8 million contract. You would think that would be the end of the matter. But no, apparently not. Craig Crawford's on the line, the ALP state member for the seat of Barron River. Hello, Craig.
G'day, John.
You can understand people saying, hang on a minute. It's withdrawn from sale. It's now closed off to the public. The contract signed for whatever it was. But you're saying, no, but as a government, we can overrule that. How does that work?
Well, there's a lot of uncertainty about what's really going on down there at Taylor Point. My investigations show that the title is still in Rob Prettyjohn's hands. So we don't really know what is actually occurring with the supposed sale. I'm not necessarily convinced that this is a completed sale. But anyway, that aside, We've been working up an election commitment for Taylor Point for some time. We got that confirmed by the Premier and the ALP State Secretary just the other day. So, but we've actually sharpened up our pencil, and we've now added the words of compulsory acquisition. So we are prepared to put $10 million on the table to compulsory acquire, and then the change from the sale, because it's not going to cost us $10 million, it'll cost us a lot less than that. The change from that sale we will put into restoration projects, and we'll probably do something similar to what we did at Earl Hill. So we will get Taylor Point back, even if we have to wrestle it back. We have powers within the state government to acquire property, whether you want to sell it or not.
Really?
So, for example, if we were putting a highway or something through, or a power line through, we can, yeah. And the way the powers work is basically government comes to you and says, we are going to be buying your house. It begins with a normal sort of negotiated thing. And then if you still refuse, then what happens is the government sends in valuers and says, well, this is what we believe it's worth, and here's the check. See you later. So it is a bit of a nuclear option. It's not something we want to use, but we'll work with whoever the owner is of Taylor Point. As I said before, that is still a bit of a mystery as to whether it has or hasn't changed hands, but irrespective to that, we'll be buying Taylor Point. Mm. We'll be bringing it back to community. You should be able to take your dog down there and you'll be able to go and enjoy it. We'll do walking tracks and all those sorts of things, into the future.
Well, if this story hadn't jumped out of the newspapers yesterday or whatever, would you have gone before the election to Rob Prettyjohn and say, we're making you an offer that you can't refuse? I mean, this whole thing seems to have been initiated by this story emerging about the sale of $8 million.
really strange morning happened the other morning. So literally about 25 minutes after I was given the green light to buy it, we heard this gentleman was up there banging up keep out signs and putting up fencing. So it was a very unusual morning, John. So, yeah, and the fact that they all sort of occurred, you know, literally one after the other. So, but had of the McInnes group sort of not come into the picture, apparently they bought it back in March, they're saying, which I'm finding this whole thing really strange and hard to believe. But we will work with whoever the owner is. And if it's still Rob Prettyjohn, we'll work with Rob, you know, and if he's still willing to sell, we'll give him fair price. And we'll obviously move in and do what we need to do. A very similar thing to what we did with Earl Hill. We didn't compulsory acquire Earl Hill. The owners of that negotiated an outcome. They got a fair price. We got a fair price. We're happy with that one. Hopefully we can do the same thing again. But we do have that power to use our compulsory powers and just step in and take it at market value.
When you said there's $10 million on the table, I immediately thought, oh, well, you'll at least have to pay $8 million to the other owner who's bought it, and then there'd be $2 million to develop it along ecological lines or whatever, environmental lines or whatever. But it's not that simple, you're saying?
It's not that simple, but numbers similar to that would be reasonable. Like, you know, I'm not a land valuer. We would obviously send in land valuers and those sorts of things and work out the value of the land. I know... you know, people have always speculated that it's worth somewhere between $6 and $8 million.
Oh, okay.
Government would start with an offer, but certainly what I was able to secure from the Labor Party was a $10 million bucket for acquisition and upgrade. So the cheaper we get it, the more we have to spend on tracks and toilet blocks and those sorts of things.
Tracks and toilet blocks. Actually, can you expand a bit more? Because the people that are passionate about that block of land, that beautiful environmental space, they have dreams. Just expand a little bit more than those couple of matters. How do you envisage, if indeed you get the acquisition over the line, how would it be looking in, I don't know, a couple of years' time?
Well, I would think the first thing we would want to do is work out which department's going to take it. It's most likely the Department of Environment or Resources. That's an internal matter for government. The second bit is I would want to see some public consultation about what do people want to do with it. Yep. Is it walking tracks, lookouts,
yes,
take your dog? Is it picnic tables, barbecues, car parks, that sort of thing? Come up with a bit of an idea and then get the respective department to go away and work on what they need to do. There's going to be a lot of cleanup. You know, there's car bodies and all sorts of things in there.
Really?
There's a lot of rubbish, and there'll be a lot of pests and weeds and that sort of thing. We're able to manage those like we have done on Earl Hill, and over time you can remove the things that shouldn't be there and plant more of the things that should. But we would really want to be able to, you know, bring it back to, you know, a product that the nearby public and travelling public can use. So we want you to be able to park your car. We want you to be able to take your dog for a walk. We want it to be a safe place. You know, like I say, we'll see what the public wants to do. But it could be as simple as walking tracks, barbecue areas, lookouts, and those sorts of things. So pretty excited about it. And, you know, I think over coming years, I think we'll be able to deliver a really good product up there.
When will we know the outcome of your efforts? Because the election's only about a minute away.
Yeah, so obviously people start voting as of Monday morning. So, you know, I think there's a very clear sort of choice for people to be able to make. You've got a pre-poll that runs for 2 weeks and then obviously election day in a couple of weeks' time. Once we know the outcome of the election, then we know the outcome of Taylor Point. So Labor's got a very clear commitment to Taylor Point. The LNP hasn't. So, you know, obviously waiting to see what comes from that side of the fence. But if Labor wins the election, then that's an election commitment that then gets fulfilled. And they'll begin working on that straight away. So we, all things going to plan, we should have the asset back in public hands probably sometime 2025.
Well, this development's come right out of left field, I've got to say. All right, Craig, appreciate the update. Thank you.
No worries, John.
That's Craig Crawford. He's the ALP state member for the seat of Barron River.